That's right. It's been a long day. Taka has. Had to go shopping for Yontif clothes today.
A whole bunch of other things.
All those things I hate doing.
Yeah,
but that was for the kids. They can't go. Sims doesn't have anything. This is for kids. Okay. This place, by the way, in Tui is better than Sims, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah?
So I buy all my suits there now. It's reasonably priced. It's about $108 for a pure 100% wool suit. It's nearby.
What colors?
All colors. Blue, black, light blue, dark, but they have all sorts of colors. Particularly in my, even in my hard to find size, I'm not even going to tell you what my size suit is. They have a decent selection. All right, that was not a paid advertisement. We were on that, Design Base. Now, Design Base, the truth is, it's not 100% clear whether the place I stopped last night is a good place to stop or not. We'll assume it was, because I'm going to explain them more according to my understanding, not according to everybody else's. Everybody else's understanding is that it's part and parcel of the previous Gemara, but I don't think it is. So I think it's very simple. Bito, pshita loch, she'elo tzora. A daughter has a tzora. Now what it means is like this, it needs a little bit of background. We said last night that if you have a woman who you did chalitza on, right, so she's also to you, if she has a sister, her sister is also to you as well. If that woman's sister, the chalitza's sister, has a co-wife, the co-wife is also as well. Okay? So it's actually two steps removed. The chalitza is also in you, the raisa. The sister of chalutza is also the rabbanon. Achas kulkasa, right, which is it's the rabbanon. The co-wife of that sister is as tzoras achos the kulkasa, tzoras achos chalutzasa, which is a double is the rabbanon. Okay, so obviously if that's the case, if that has a tzora, so your daughter, they also Chazal made it that corner that has a tzora. That's what we're saying. Now this comes back. The first parak said that there's six arayas which are very severe. How are they severe? They cannot be married to your brother. Since they cannot be married to your brother, so therefore they decided when they're married to strangers, because they can't be married to you or your brother, so their tzoras are mutter. Right, tzoras remain mutter. And let's say your mother, she can't marry a brother, right? If she marries a stranger, so and the stranger is a co-wife, the co-wife is permitted to you, right? If the husband dies or divorces her. However, any arias under those six, meaning any arias which can marry your brother. So Rabbanan made it takara. So if they're married to strangers, the co-wife is also. And one of them is your daughter. Your daughter, even if she's not explicit in any of that Mishnah back there, but the Gemara is saying it's obvious that since your daughter can marry a brother, when your daughter is married to a stranger, then not only she also, of course, but also the co-wife is also as well. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Boom Barachia B'Shem Rabbi Avina said, Taitama, we learned over there. Choltu atzoros niftu achrius. Now, here we actually have a nice table. No, because this woman was no.
Going back to the previous case.
Yeah.
About
no, because every Sarah Barton, there's no problem of any Zachal Isser. We can put out as many sermons as we want. That's the beauty of the Rabbanans. Okay, so this is the case we actually had last night. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. They're married to two sisters, plus to Leah and Rachel, plus two women who are not related to each other, Dina and Tamar. Then Shimon and Reuven both die, right? So now the sisters are zokuk simultaneously. That's why they're forbidden. And then we said the tzoras are also zokuk, and they're forbidden as well. Okay? So Make haste. Make haste. So we're at the bottom line on 32. Actually, it's second to last line. Rabbi Umberchi B'shem Rabbi Avina said, "Taidem Archotus Atzaras Nifteros Achios." What if Levi in this case, Zuger, if Levi in this case did Chalitza and Tamar and Dina? Now Tamar and Dina are not Tamar and Dina are co-wives of two sisters married to two brothers who died. So what if Levi did Chalitza and Tamar and Dina? What does that tell us? The Rachel may off as well, right? The Chalitza, the co-wives, Chalitza first, if to Achios. The Chalitza to, you don't have to do Chalitza to both, do Chalitza either door. So you do Chalitza to Tamar and Dina, Rachel may are exempt. However, Chalitza Achios, what if you did Chalitza to Leah and Rachel? It doesn't work to exempt Dina and Tamar. Good question. Why doesn't it, right? Chalitza Achios, lo niftu atzoros. Why not? Ask the Gemara the same question you just asked. If you say that Levi did Chalitza to Dina and Tamar, leave to Rachios, then the two sisters, Leah and Rachel, are off the hook. So the Kavasa, so do the same thing. Even did Chalitza to two sisters, to Rachel and Leah. Leave to Atzaros, let the Dina and Tamar be off the hook. So says Gemara, no, won't work. El Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Let's say it's going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Actually, it's more going through an intermediate stage. Let's say it's going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said back in the first parak, Bona taket shu tzoros chotzos v'lo yidus yabos. Then he said, let's make that korah. Beishamel tzoros erva, the co-wife of a woman who's erva to you, is permissible. Beishamel tzoros erva is forbidden to you. So the Gemara there says it's one of the rare cases which Hill Beisil is Machmir and Beisham is Maker. So the Gemara asks there, let's say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri proposed that in honor of the Machlokes, in order not to get Beisil into hot water, let's say make a Takona, then all those cases you do Chalitza on the co-wife. Right? In other words, even though according to Beisil you don't have to, she's also no matter what. But since Beishamai holds that she's Muteres, so therefore let's make Takorah to make Chalitza. So too, perhaps over here, we made Takorah that the Chalitza should be on Rachel and Tamar and Dina, on these co-wives, and not on Rachel and Leah. Okay, that's perhaps the Gemara says, maybe that's what you want to say, that we made a Takorah that there should be just like over there. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, let me phrase a little bit better. Just like there, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Tzoras Erva. You do Chalitza on the Tzora. So here, the Tzoros of the Achos Kukoso, because these two are our sisters who became Zukukos at once. So they're like Erva. So here, maybe here also where we would say, now you do Chalitza on the Tzara of the Erva, not on the Erva itself. Now, of course, here the Erva is only the Rabbanan Erva, right? Because Achos Kukoso, they have two sisters who are talking to, the whole prohibition is artificial. But nonetheless, if it emulates Erva, then it would make sense to say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that just like by Tzara's Erva, the co-wife of an Erva, you do the Chalitza on the Tzara, so to you should have to Chalitza on the Tzara, not on the individual who's prohibited. Okay? So says the Gemara, that won't work. Lokei Tani, didn't we learn V'iskinu? Did they, fifth line down. Did they actually make a Takana? Lokei Tani, didn't we learn the first parak? Lokei Spiku Lahaskin, they didn't have enough time to make the Takana. Before things got messed up and they weren't able to do so. Let's say, really, it's going like Beishamai. Now, of course, Gemara is not going to seriously entertain this. Because I never want to say that, say, up like Beishamai, you don't have to. But I'm going to say, let's say it's like Beishamai. That since, according to Beishamai, the Tzoras Erva is permitted to marry, right? Meaning the first parak. If you add your brother had one wife who was also two as Arias, and the other wife was Yain had another wife, so the other wife is permitted to you to be Misyabemis, right? So to here. Maybe Beshamai requires Chalitza, Dina, and Tamar, because Beshamai holds. Rachel, nay, it's true, are forbidden to. They're like an erva. True, it's only this is the Rabban and Achos Kukasa, that they both fell before you simultaneously. But maybe Rachel and Leah are also to you. The other ones are like Tzora Serva. If the other ones are like Tzora Serva, so then you have to, just like going to Beshamai, they're Mutorais. In the case of the first parent, here too, and if you want to get rid of them, which you must, you have to chalitza to them. Okay? Am I making myself clear? Oh, because you're not. That's the there.
So, is it the same case?
Well, we have to say, Kohen B'Sham, we don't have to get rid of them. Maybe you're right, 1 second. Bisham may ask an even better question you're asking. You're asking a good question, but Bisham is going to ask a better one. Watch. It's amazing, like Bisham attends the Tzoros Lachim. Bisham allows the Tzoros to marry the brothers, to be on top of the Yamas of the brothers, so therefore, If you want to chalitza, you have to chalitza to them. All right, Pinchas Kum Rabbi Yossi, we could be said from Rabbi Yossi, Ike Beishamai, if it's going like Beishamai, Erla, if that's the case, you're going to say, Afilu Chotzu, it should be Chotzu Achios Niftura Tzoros. You're going to say that, you can even say the other way around. Do chalitza on the sisters, the ones who are forbidden. You know why? Because Beishamai doesn't know, they're forbidden, ha ha! Bishamai doesn't know the Bachos Kuka, right? It's Ninon, because the other Raisa, Rabbi Lezer, Shammai says, Levi can marry either Rachel or Leah. Not both at the same time as their sisters. But if let's say there are two, there's Levi and another brother, Levi and Yehuda. So they can both marry, split it up. One take Rachel, one take Leah. So Bishamai doesn't know the Bachos Kuka. So you're saying, according to Beishamai, you got to chalitza, and the Tzoros, because the Tzoros are mutter. Not just the Tzoros are mutter, not just the co-wives are permitted, even Lech and Leah are permitted. Because he has all the katsa of Achus Kukoso. Tzvesos Chumar. Says more, okay, maybe. But I haven't trained the Noin Inu to Beishamai. Maybe there are two Tanoim according to Beishamai. In other words, there's Machlokus what Beishamai holds. Chadamar 1 says, now here we have to reverse the words, in this line, the next line. She Chadamar, Chotzu Achios Niftu Atzoros. 1 says that if you do Chalitza, even on the sisters themselves, the co-wives are exempt, because either the sisters themselves are missile, therefore they're in play too, and therefore whatever you do them affects the co-wives. The Chadamar, the other said, Chotzu Achios, again switching the words, if the sisters get Chalitza, Loni through Tzoros, the co-wives are not exempt, because even Beishamai agrees that the sisters are forbidden, that Achus Kuka is Nisid Rabbona, and therefore it's like an Erva, and therefore you want to do Chalitza, you have to do Chalitza specifically, maybe even would work, like you asked before. But you have to do it to the Tzora, not to the co-wife, not to one of the sisters, because the sisters remain awesome. Okay? Says Matani Abishol Aimer, Abishol says, have a cool Beishamai Beisil Bedoverze. You should know that, I added a word. Tani Abishol Aimer, cool Abu Beishamai Bedoverze. Beisil is lenient in this matter. So if you marry her, you get to keep her. Yeah, they didn't hold that way. The Chatzchila, they held you not allowed to keep her. But they held, if you went there and you did it, they were Mako, they said you can keep her. Okay? So says the Gemara, Malik Nai. Is this a derogatory statement about Beisil that they're leading in the Surah? Says, well, no! Lishlach! It's a praise! It's wonderful. Melizin, my Isur Yeshkan, they used to, Melizin is a very strong language. It means they used to make a mockery. I think it's a little bit too strong here in context, but really probably means they used to express their doubts as to the true nature of the prohibition of Achas Kuka. They said, my Isur Yeshkan, what should be the prohibition? So Ashkach Tani, They found another by said name Rabbi Shimon. Im konu the kind to konsu yikaimu. Yeah, we're going to see. That's a machlokes in Rabbi Shimon and Abba Shol, but not yet, in a minute. So first we quote Rabbi Shimon. Ashkechai, they found that it says, B'shem Rabbi Shimon, name Rabbi Shimon. If Kodmu Kansu Yekaimu, if you have two brothers, and let me see if I can find this story here. Picture. Anyway, imagine your mind like this. They're four brothers. Okay, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon died. Levi, Yehuda left over. Okay? Now, let's see the case now. If both Levi and Yehuda took the two sisters, even though you should say it's a prohibition of Achus Kukaso, that they're both Zokuk to both women and their sisters to each other, so Yekaimu, then whoever married them gets to keep them. Vein Shebolu Shneim Kachas. Now it's only, however, if they both already had their Bia. They both already did. They literally kachas means simultaneously, but that's not feasible. What it means is they both already had relations, right? Then they both get to keep the yibamas they took, right? However,
one second.
Yeah, if they both had relations already with the sisters, then they both get to keep each one sister. But if only one of them had relations so far, then they came to ask. So we say to them, wait a minute, you're not allowed to have relations, sir. She's still your Achos Kuka. But the Yevit, were you to have already had done Yibum with her, we'd let you keep her. But now you haven't done Yibum yet. Even if you did Mimer is not true marriage by Yibum. So since you haven't yet done Yibum, we would tell you to stop. So the only time we'll let you say, well, you got to keep your wife and go ahead through life with her, is if you're ready, after you only ask. You had relations first and asked questions later. Because then, the relations are ready, for each one to talk about the Achos Kuka. Right?
They have to do it simultaneously?
No, they don't have to do it simultaneously. As long as they both did it before they asked. Okay? Now, he says simultaneously, right? The Shari Torah says to throw So it's not possible to be simultaneous. So therefore, it just means that they're ready, both had relations. So in any event, Abaita Davashol Mutaliva of Tchila. Avashol holds that since he doesn't hold Achas Kuka at all, he holds Beisilas Mekel. So therefore, even go ahead L'chatchila and be Miyabim Achas Kuka. So the sister with sisters of your Skuka. Abaita Rabbi Shimon who Bushaver above. Shimon holds only B'diavad. Once you're ready to have Bia, you get the keeper. We don't get you go ahead and have Bia preferentially to begin with, right? Kanas Arishon, Ubal. Now, the first guy takes one of the sisters, and he has legends her. Omer Lashani Shivo. He says the second guy now to have relations with the other one. Lobal. What if the second guy doesn't have relations? Arishon Osalibo Bilashnia. The first guy cannot have any more relations with his Yivama. Why? Shema Yochuz Yomus Echod Mehem. Because maybe one of the two brothers will die. V'nimtzo Kibol Achaz Yivimto. Then it comes out that he was having relations with his Yivama's sister. Now,
it's pretty far-fetched.
What?
It's far-fetched. Maybe one of the brothers will die.
No. The thing is, one of them means the other one, right? So in that case, again, you have Reuven and Shimon, who died and left sisters to Levi and Yehuda. So Levi had relations. Levi had relations, let's say, with Mrs. Reuven, right? Shimon has not yet had relations with Mrs. Yehuda has not yet had relations with Mrs. Shimon. What happens if now Yehuda dies? Well, she's married to Levi. I see, I don't have a picture. Yeah, look at this picture. Imagine that this one isn't here, okay? Imagine that Levi's not here. They have Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, and God. Okay, Reuven and Shimon married to two sisters. Reuven and Shimon die. Yehuda now marries, takes Rachel, right? God has not yet taken Leah. Now God dies. What happens to Leah? Yes, 1 second. Maybe I'm wrong. 1 second. Oh, gee. One of the cases where I thought I understood this morning, and now I'm not sure. 1 second. I got it. Okay. What happens like this. As long as, again, take out Levi and Dina here. Reuven and Shimon, right? They died. Rachel and Leah fell before you, then gone. You had relations with Rachel. Was that permitted relations? Not permitted relations. It's forbidden. Why was that? The Rabbanan. Because it was Achos Kuka, because there were two girls who were simultaneously under Zika.
That's according to Beis Hillel.
Right, according to Beis Hillel, assuming that they're Makbid. Like Rabbi Shimon, not like Avishol. According to Beis Hillel, assuming that they're Makbid on it, right? So now, Yehuda had relations with Rav. So he was Miyabimer. But he was Miyabimer for Isser. She was forbidden to.
But it's, if you have it, it's okay.
That's more saying. Yehuda can't have relations with Rachel a second time until it convinces God to have relations with Leah. Because she still remains Achos Kuka until Leah's off the market. Leah still remains his Kuka. Because he wasn't, until Leah's off the market, Rachel still retains the status of Achos Kuka. So therefore, he's got to convince God to do relations as soon as possible. Skuka bonded because they're related, they're supposed to be evil, okay? Not by blood. No, Zika is the state between a Yavam and Yavama before evil takes place. Okay? So they're both Zikuko simultaneously, right? Rachel and their sisters. And we said that Basil holds, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's an erev of the Rabbanan. They're not allowed to be misyabmos. So therefore, the only way to get out of that, if Yehuda already did the issur of taking Rachel, is convinced God to take Leah. Now that's okay at this stage for God to do. Because for God, Leah already is not Achos Kuka because Rachel is off the market. Right? What Yehuda's got to do is get Leah off the market in order that he should be mutter to stay with Rachel. So the way he does this is by getting God that be up, but until then it's awesome. Okay? So, again, let me start speaking on to the bottom. Kodesh Arishon, Yehuda took her. Ubal and had relations with her. But Omer Sheivos, he says to God to hurry up and have relations as well. Lobal, if he didn't, if God didn't have relations, Arishon, Yehuda, is also Levo Bilashniya, may not have second relations. Shami Amusachamim, because maybe God will die, means to Kabal Achos Yevinto, and it's as if he has relations with his Yevama's sister, meaning his Kuka's sister, right? So that'd be a problem. So that's one time we learned. Mesa Shani. Now, what's even more gefährlich is if a cut actually dies. So Mesa Shani, Arisha Motzitzi, so Yehuda's got to divorce Rachel. He raised Miyabimer! He's got to divorce her. The get, he's got to give her a get. Not only that, but once he's the, we sock it to him, he's got to give Leah Chalitza. Is the one he was Miyabim, he has to give a get. The one he wasn't Miyabim, he's got to give a Chalitza, right? Miltius Ishto beget bez Eishas Ochiba Chalitza. Says Marafilu Mesa Sheni. Now, ask Mara, wait a minute, what's going on here? You were just saying this must be going according to Rabbi Shimon. Because I was going to Abishol, they still never really held of Achos Kuka. They just ignore the prohibition, right? Well, it's going to look like Shimon, and I don't understand what's going on here. Says the Gemara, a few minutes of Shani, we're talking about a case, what happened, God died, and now you just gotta do Gavrishin on his own wife, divorce her, Chalitza on the co-wife fell before him. What, isn't this better, Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon pointed to Hashem and Chalitza me, you boob. Wait a minute. Rabbi Shimon says once he did a mice in one of them, the other one needs neither Chalitza evil. And here you did a mice with Rachel, he's Miyabimer. So why, even now if God dies, why is he doing anything for Leah? Leah's off the hook, right? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, Ki am tia. I explained it. Kol Yavama Shneiras Lo Tzeis B'Chalitza. Any Yavama who is who could have had Chalitza occur to her. So this girl Eina muteres below chalitza. It's not permitted without chalitza. This is kind of a weird thing, but how it works is as follows. Again, Reuven and Shimon and Yehuda and God. Reuven died. Shimon died. These two girls both need some process to occur to them. Because even though they're both skukas, they're skukas from two different husbands, right? So either they both need chalitza, or if Achus Kukas Mutter, they both need Yibur. But you gotta do something to both of them. So now, what did Yehuda do? What Yehuda did is he went and he did the wrong thing. He went and he was Miyab and Rachel, even though she's Achus Kuka. Right? But even though at this point you would say, well, if that's the case, if God dies, and Yehuda's married to Rachel, and Leah's Rachel's sister, so then there's nothing you can do to Leah. It's not true. Because since once in history, another Xavier Rabbanan, since once historically, Leah required Chalitza. Before Yehuda and God messed up one of them by marrying one of them, and the other by going off and dying. So, but since before they messed it up, both these women require both Chalitza. Since both of them require Chalitza, so therefore, even now that it's a technically impossible for you to be Cholei Tzleya because he's married to Rachel, no, I say the requirement to Chalitza remains. So he has to divorce his own wife, he has to Chalitza and the other woman. Okay? That's the principle. I was here, Kiamtia. I was sustaining this opinion by saying, Koy Yavama Shiris states Chalitza, Eita Yavama is suitable to have Chalitza, and with Tez Beloch, she's not permitted without Chalitza. Okay? Now, next case. Hayala Rishon Atzora. If, there's not a picture, but Rachel has a Tzora. Rachel has a Tzora. Can you see from there? Leave out Levi and Dina, if you can see them. You're only supposed to be four brothers here. Okay? So, but Reuven had two wives, Rachel and a Tzora. So I have a Rishon Tzora, Cholatzla. What if Yehuda did Chalitza to the Tzora, not to Rachel, but to her co-wife? So Niftara Tzorosa, then Rachel's off the hook as well. What if Baalea, there's an extra vav here, what if Baalea, and here you should add the Cholatzla, you did Bia and Chalitza. I think it's the same woman.
I'm sorry.
No. You're right. Gourmet, there's a Shai Torah. The Shai Torah Seretil says it's the same woman. Look at the case. Again. I only show up, sorry. Rachel's got a co-wife. Chalatzla. He did Chalitza to the co-wife, Niftara Tzoros, and said, of course, Rachel's off the hook. Yehuda did Chalitza. What if Zabala, and here the Korban, the Shai Teresos puts in the words in the next line. It should be really Chalatzla Bala. Right? He did Chalitza and Bia on this self-same woman. So then, Bias Isri, it's forbidden relations, the Lord of Tarasa and the co-wife is not off the hook. Okay? So in other words, there are two, same case. Two sisters married to two brothers, two other brothers. So now, there's Achus Kukasa situation. Besides that, throwing a co-wife to Rachel. So, if Yehuda does Chalitza to the co-wife, Rachel's off the hook. What if Yehuda did to Rachel? Both Chalitza and Ibu. So then the co-wife still needs chalitza. Good question. The Gemara asks the question. It's such a good question. The Gemara asks it. Ah, Manam Shoch. What's the name? I don't understand, says Gemara. Im chalitza hitatir, mibia hitatir. See? Isn't that the question you just asked? Yes. I'm Rabbi Yudon. Rabbi Yudon said, "Ki amti I sustain as follows gadol, like the following. Hakoinis is yivimto. What do you think? It's so partial. If you do beer, you already did something. You were miyabi. Benim says mulberes. And then it turns out that the woman who you were just miyabi was pregnant from the first husband, your brother, your deceased brother. In that case, give me a second. He didn't wait. He didn't wait. He was in a rush. So, Benitez will bear us. Kamara Tamar Tamar, just like you say over there. So, Rosa, now there's a co-wife too. You did evil on one, and there's a co-wife. And the one he did evil on turns out to be pregnant. So, Tarasa Lotina say, you can't, the co-wife can't get married. Even though no matter what, she should be able to get married. Right? Because either there was Yibum, or there's a kid for the first husband. Why can't she get married? She can't get married to the shuk, to the marketplace. Why not? Because, Achete Dava Meini Teres. Another Xavier Rabona. You have to know why your mutter. So Pashut, you can't say it's definitely mutter no matter what. We had to really be back a couple of blocks ago. That God said, "Eino mimi manav shoch barayis." You have to know why you're mutter, right? So therefore, eba ad shetayim ameini teres im ubar vebiya. It's not, you can't go mutter till you know. It's of course you're going to be mutter, but you have to know what that is. Well, you have to know. What? No. No, it still won't help, because even if you know the father's the first one, yes. It's until the baby's viable, you're not up to hope.
But
you wait till the baby's born, anyway, she's going to be with her at that point. Because either there's a baby or there is an evil. So it won't do it. So no matter what, you won't know it until after the thing is over. So this is a very interesting takonah to Rabbanon, right? Takonah to Rabbanon is that we don't let you get married until you know why you're getting married, right? So Avraham to Russell Osteen, I say, so here too, even though you did to Racha both Chalitza and Yibum, but you don't know which one you were supposed to do, right? You don't know if Racha is Achos Gukasa or not Achos Gukasa, right? So therefore, Achateda imiteres imcha bameiniteres imbebia o. In chalitza mibia, you have to know what you're doing, what permits her, whether it's chalitza or yibum. Okay, so that's the bottom line. That until you know what the reason for that is, we can't be matur you. Okay.
It sounds like something that the lawyer said. You don't get married until you know the reason why you're getting married.
Right. It's something like that. I was thinking about that, of course, but not in the name of Dr. Laura Schlita, but just as a generic idea. Okay, says the Gemara further. Haya Lashnia Sara. Now, a similar case. They have four brothers. Again, take out the middle brother here. Married to two sisters, and two of them died. And one of the Yehuda married took Rachel, and God died. But in this case, instead of Rachel having a tzara, Leah had a tzara. Okay? Same idea. Now, so I have a shnia tzara. Kones is a tzara, a mekayim a tishto. This is also a preposterous case, which is bringing down for the fun of it. Yehuda's already. He's already did evil to Rachel. Now he does evil to Leah's sister. I'm Leah's co-wife, excuse me. Whoever that is. Now, he's allowed to Kohes is a Torah. Umekayim es ishto. And he's allowed to keep his own wife, Rachel. Right? And V'aser b'shniyah. He's not allowed, of course, to consort with Leah. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush? Isn't that obvious? Isn't that poshut? He's allowed to marry, stay to Rachel. He's not allowed to have Leah, but he's allowed to keep Leah's co-wife. So what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, top of Yuchasav, Hadah, this teaches us, this teaches us, Mutru Adam ba'achos tsaras chalutzasa. Now, what it teaches us is that a person is allowed to be married to the sister of the co-wife of his chalutza. No, he had earlier. You're not allowed to marry Tsaras Achos Chalutzasa, the Tsara of the sister of your Chalutza. But you're allowed to be married to the sister of the Tsara of your Chalutza. Okay? Now, how did that work? It's very complicated. What happens is that. Chalutza and Skukur are the same. This is important to remember. Achos Glos and Achos Chalutzos are the same. So now, Yehuda married Rachel, and he's married to Leah's co-wife. How is he allowed to be married to Rachel? Rachel is the sister. Unless he did a chalitza, which I missed. 1 second. Right. Okay, I missed the typo. Sorry. I could do it without fixing it inside. I could do it even with just by going outside. But, cases like this. It goes back to what we learned on the top of Amud Beis. We said Leah can't go free in this case. If God dies, right, then Yehuda married Rachel. God is supposed to marry Leah. Or he could have. Now, God dies. So Leah, L'chayra, should go free. Because Leah is Rachel, Yehuda's wife's sister. He can't do anything to her. But we said on the top of Amud Beis that Yehuda's got to do chalitza to Leah. Why? Because at one time in history, Leah was shy at the chalitza, right? Even though now she's not shy at the chalitza anymore, she still's got to have chalitza anyway, right? That's what we said. The top, four lines at the top of the Amud Beis
Amrav Zira Kiamtia, Koye Vama Shnireis Lotzeis V'Chalitza, Enu Muteres B'lo Chalitza. Any Vama you once could have done Chalitza on, you must do Chalitza on at whatever point you becomes relevant, okay? So now, in this case over here, now it works out very good. Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, and Leah had a co-wife. Yehuda then took Rachel. God died. Yehuda is allowed to take Leah's co-wife, even though he's got to do chalitza to Leah. He must do chalitza to Leah because, as we said, Leah requires chalitza. Since at one point in Leah's history, Leah required chalitza, even now that Leah is his wife's sister, Leah still requires chalitza. Yet even still, he can still marry Leah's co-wife, which is a shocking irony. Because how can he marry the co-wife of a woman to whom he just did chalitza? But here he's only done chalitza to batter up a chalitza requirement. So therefore he's allowed to marry, actually, or be the co-wife of Leah. And that's what I want to say. Hadohu, this teacher has mutu adam, ba'achos, tzoras chalutzaso. He's allowed to do, allowed to marry the sister of the co-wife of his chalutza. No, it's not actually. How is it Achus Soras Chalutza also? Right. No, it's not Achus Soras Chalutza also. No, but no, it's not that either. It's Tzoras Chalutzaso. But he's married not the Achos Tzoras Chalutzaso, but the Achos Tzoras. Oh, it is Achos Tzoras Yevimto, right. Should be Achos Tzoras Yevimto. Gee, I don't know how that works. What? He changes it? Where? Bachos Soras Chalutzasa. Yeah, I don't see him change anything. Where is he changing? That's they switched the names.
There's a typo in that too.
There's a typo in that too, you're right. That's right, he changed the Vimto. Okay, great. Yeah, so that actually works out with what we're saying. Thank God for Tikkunei Toyos. Okay.
How is that different from the case that I asked
you? No, so now that we're asked. Wait. The more asked me also Bitsara, now that we're asked this question, the natural question. Let Leish be also to marry Leah's co-wife, Mishum Tsoras Achos and Shibi Ishto. Here the Shari Torah Sitro changes it. Should be also to marry Leah's co-wife, because it's Achos Tzoras Ishto. It's Tzoras Achos Ishto. It's the Torah of his wife's sister. It says, Ma'am Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ilu Bikesh Livos HaTzorah. Were he to want to have relations with the Tzora, I'll tell you why it's Mutter. Where he wanted to marry the Tzora, Leah's co-wife, Achlo Konas, before he married Rachel, Shem Eino Mutter, but was he not allowed to do so then? He certainly was. L'shemen amuter b'tchila, b'tchila muter ba, since at that point it was muter to him, u'basof hu aser, now you want to aser him? Im oimer arkein, and now comes the kid punchline. Im oimer arkein, if you want to aser the co-wife of Leah to him, nimtseis oset tzora l'achar miso. You're making a tzora after death. And that is not v'ein tzora l'achar miso. There's no tzora after death. Meaning that we're talking about a case here where, of course, Yichud died, right? So we're God, when Yehuda, before anybody did anything, Leah and Rachel were all usher because of Achus Kukasu. But the co-wife was certainly mutter at that point, right? Because she wasn't Achus Kuka. So therefore, the co-wife of Leah would have been mutter. Yehuda then went and married Rachel, right? So now, at this point, still, the co-wife of Leah, who's not in the picture here, would still be mutter, right? Because she's still not an Achus Kuka. When does it finally, when can you make the co-wife aser? Only after God dies, right? Only after God dies, because then Yehuda becomes Zaku, because then I say that Yehuda simultaneously has to do something to Leah and do something to the co-wife, right? So when does she become a tzara? Only la'achar misa, only after God's death. I'm not sure you're getting this right.
I have a question, Father.
Yeah.
If Yehuda's already doing Yipa, so the progeny of the family is being extended.
Yeah. No, but they need both brothers. They're two brothers.
So each brother that dies needs...
Each brother that dies needs some kind of continuity.
Some continuity, not just the family name.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Let me see if I got this right now.
I thought I understood this.
I certainly have it right, but I'm not sure what I'm saying is correct. I understand what I'm saying is correct, but I'm not sure I understand what I'm saying. But what happens is, again, hey, don't you love your mamas? Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, and Leah had a co-wife, right? And when Reuven and Shimon died, Yehuda could marry the co-wife. The co-wife was the only one actually was put to him in the old Achus Kuka Sosa, right? So therefore, at what point does she become usher to him? That's what the Gemara is asking. When does she become usher to him? The only time it becomes usher to him is after God dies, right? And now he's got a mess because he's married to Rachel. At the same time, Leah has fallen before him, right? Again, together with this co-wife, right? But it's the truth is the co-wife is not causing him any prohibition. The co-wife would have been mutter beforehand. What he did is he brought upon himself the problem by marrying Rachel when he shouldn't have. So therefore I say, since the co-wife was mutter before he began, the co-wife always remains mutter. Now it's a problem is internalized between Rachel and Leah because of Achus Kuka. The problem with which reflects him with the co-wife is a subsequent problem. That problem doesn't concern us. It's something like that. I don't know if I'm enunciating it clearly again now either. But let's see it inside again. Let's say it from the second line again. V'yoser b'tzora mishum tzoras achos ku ishto. Right? It should be yoser to marry the co-wife of Leah because it's the tzora of the sister of the woman who's now his wife. Rabbi Yehuda said, il b'keshiv el tzor shalok konas. If you want to marry the... Now, relations with the co-wife of Leah before he married Rachel, Shemayin Amutabo, would he not have been permissible to do so? B'tchila u'mutar ba, since then he was permissible, but so for usher, now he wanted to be usher. Imar Makev is going to say that, Nimtseitz oset tzorah achar misa. I have a much simpler explanation now. All of a sudden it hit me. It means that it's an artificial tzorah. When did he become a tzorah? When at the time that the first husbands died, we were Shimon Echtu with God dying. You only become a tzorah at the time that Reuben and Shimon died, you were a tzorah. When Reuben and Shimon died, was the co-wife of Leah Osir? No. Who were Osir? Leah and Rachel, because they were Achus Kukosos Eluzet. But the co-wife was never Osir, right? So therefore, the only time it can ask her is if later Yehuda messes up the situation by taking Rachel away instead of the co-wife. But that can't be called the Tzoras Erva. Even though there's an Erva Rabbanon of Achaz Kukaso, that must take effect at the moment of death. And it doesn't take place at the moment of death. Right? Because the moment of death, because the way Chazal designed Achaz Kukaso, it's an internal problem between the two of them. It doesn't affect any co-wives. There, sir. So the later on stage should affect the co-wife. That's a technical impossibility. We don't say such things. Right. Right. And we should make it. We can hone it. Clarify it just by stating simply: Achos Kuka is a different problem than Erva. Achos Kuka afflicts the two people, Achios, who is Kuka Zelazet. It doesn't affect their co-wives. A Tzoras Erva is one who's afflicted by being a co-wife of a true erva, not a co-wife of an achus kuka. And therefore, since the problem here of tzoras ishto or tzoras achus ishto only happens later on, right, because at the time of the falling there was no issue, that cannot be. Okay. Now, actually, we come to this case itself, which is a cool case, and it's a pity it took me so long to wade through everything I thought I understood. Says the this is actually this case. Five brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, God. They're married. Reuven, Shimon, Levi are married to three sisters, Rachel, Leah, and Dina. They all die. Now we have two boys, two brothers to do Yibmer Chalitza to three sisters. How do we work it? See? They can't divvy it up. How do they do it? So now, here it says Rav, and next says Shmuel. The Ritba says that the Rashba reverses the names. He actually also reverses the order, but let's just reverse the names. That'll make it simple. Shuamar Zechoit Lachas and Zechoit Lachas. Yudas Chalitza one. God does Chalitza on another one. Bashlishis Chalitza's Maze Menchirza. And they do Ini Mini Minima. Who's going to do the third Chalitza? Okay? Rav Omar, Rav says Zechoit Lachas, Zechoit Lachas. Each one does Chalitza on one of them. Vashlishis Choletzim Shteim, and the third one has got to do Chalitza from both. Now, what's the lamas here? Rav, says Rabbi Yochibi, Rav Omar Chalitza Zakinian. So since Rav says Chalitza Zakinian, so therefore, in essence, each one bought the one they did Chalitza on. So therefore, vis-a-vis the third woman, they're ready, they can't do Chalitza anymore. Right, because it's they can't do Yibum or Chalitza, right? Because they're ready Arias to her, because they bought, Yehuda bought Rachel, because Chalitza Kenyan, God bought Leah, so Dina should go free, stock free, but she can't go stock free, can't be, it's an impossibility. So, but yet at the same time, neither of them can do Chalitza to her. So what do we have to say? You have to say that both of them Chalitza. That's the only possibility which could possibly exist. So that's the possibility you make them do. Shmuel Amar Chalitza is a Ptur. Shmuel, however, holds Chalitza is a Ptur. It's not a Kenyan. So therefore, Dina never became a true heir, but you there are God. You the Pater up Rachel. God Pater up Leah. Dina, it was never Pater up. Well, let either one of them Pater up. So that's the thing. If Chalitza is a Kenyan, so then both of them were kind of the Chalutzas. So then neither of them can truly do Chalitza to Dina, because Dina's already, so to speak, an Erva on them. So therefore, the best thing we can do is suggest that those of them together, maybe that's what's going to work. But If on the other hand, chalitza is a p'tur, so probably you can potter up as many people as you want, because they never become an erva. So every Yehuda and God, one does one, and then either one of them does the next one. Okay? So Rav says chalitza kin, and Shmuel says chalitza p'tur. Rav Zira mar chalitza kin, Rav Hila mar chalitza p'tur. Milan Rabban, in the words of the following rabbis, say that chalitza is a p'tur. What's that? Shimon bar Bokum, Rabbi Yochan said, Ma ben choletz, ma ben megareish. What's it between chalitza and gerushin? L'chora, they're both the same. Now, this is talking about a case here. The case is the case which is not brought down here. The case where you did chalitza to your vama, and you married. Let's leave for tomorrow night. So I explain it's going to take too long. All right, we'll leave for tomorrow night.
So it was Islamish after all.
Yeah, it was Islamish after all, but after a lot of starts and stops.